So today, I noticed, though, yesterday and today, that there's been some coughing coming out of the zone where the NFK sits in his little area, where he spends 14 hours of every day. By the way, when he sneezes, when he coughs, he just does it into the air. It's just, I mean, there's no such thing as the old, you know, cough or sneeze into your elbow. You know, it's, so I pretty much don't go in there. And if I have to touch anything, like the remote, he always has the remote. But if he goes to bed before me and I have to shut off the TV, no lie, I get the Clorox wipes, drape it over there, over the remote, and then slowly handle it to wipe the disease off. Okay? You have no idea how much booger and feces and saliva is on that fucking thing. He wakes up, and yesterday he had been coughing. And I noticed that. So I'm like, hey, Kevy.
Yes!
Are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel good. I go, yeah, I know. You're just coughing a little. Is anything bugging you?
Nope. Fucking shit. Fuck shit. Fuck no. No. Fuck shit. No. I feel great.
Okay. Today, he wakes up. Comes walking. And he goes, my throat hurts. And I go, okay. He goes, you got any of that coughing cold? You got any coughing cold? I go, so like some medicine.
Yeah.
And then he goes wandering into the bathroom. So he asks the question. Then he wanders in the bathroom. He goes, I found it. And then he gives it to me because he can't open the fucking pill things, you know? So, okay, all right, yeah. So I give it to him and he takes it. And he goes, I don't know if I want to go to Thanksgiving dinner. I go, okay, whatever you think.
I don't want to get your dad sick.
I go, that's very sweet. It's up to you. If you don't feel good, if you're not comfortable with that, no problem. And I'll give you a COVID test too, just in case. So we'll see. A little bit cranky today is our beloved NFK. 2 days ago, I took that COVID test negative. Yesterday, this sore throat that I had was getting worse. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to take another test. And then I woke up today, gone. Nothing. Nothing whatsoever. So there is something moving through this household attacking. We shall see. Sarah says he really is a sweetheart, the NFK. Yes. Yes. And extremely gross. The grossest person in America. And so, column A, extremely sweet, loving. B, America's grossest person. Without a doubt. That is undeniable. So if I could choose, he's a dick, but very, very clean, or very, very dirty and sweet. I think I would leave it just the way he is. I don't think I would change anything if I had to choose. Sarah says, I regret not chatting with him at the wedding, but I was tipsy. And then she says he would have wanted another kiss. Yeah, you don't. You know, no. Chris says, gonna have to get him a hungry man turkey dinner if he doesn't go. We have plenty. We have plenty. Trust me. All right. Kenny says, another kiss? Has he kissed you before? You've kissed him? No more kisses. Please, no kisses. About the kiss that Sarah got from the NFK. He cheek nailed me, didn't even have time to stop him. Yeah, we've actually said to him, hey, dude, lighten up on kisses. You don't have to go and kiss everyone. In fact, let's not even touch hands. Let's just, hey, nice to meet you, and a nice nod. Let's do that. Let's avoid smooches, okay? I don't want to get tooth crumbles on my cheek, which the reason why I'm ending the show after only about 30 minutes today is because we are off to the dentist because of the tooth pain issue. And, you know, years of not brushing your teeth, as I indicated before, this is what happens. And today he's like, yeah, the pain's better today. And I'm like, so I can tell he wants to get out of it. And it's like, no, dude, sorry. This is your life now. This is your life. All the fun you had not brushing your teeth has now led to this. Ryan says you're going to let him cough on some poor hygienist ahead of Thanksgiving. I am going to do that. I am going to let him cough on some poor hygienist ahead of Thanksgiving. That is true. Hopefully he won't. Hopefully there will be none of that.